episode 2607, Real and Raw Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It's a brand new day, so that means you have the opportunity to impact the world that you touch in a different way. Why? Well, because it's a new day. It's Real and Raw Life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, behavior can reveal a growth or a fixed mindset. Are your actions meeting your efforts to achieve your dreams and goals? As Carol Dweck says, no matter what your ability is, effort is what ignites that ability and turns it into accomplishment. This is Real and Raw Life. You know, if you want to capture your dream in this lifetime, you have to be willing to step out, take a chance, and give what you always have wanted when you can. However, we get comfortable. Yep, here we go. Getting that recliner again, but it's not with the recliner anymore. It's with your busy schedule. Looking at the dishes and laundry, and for me, the Christmas decorations, oh yes, confession time here, they are still out. But in the next 24 to 48 hours, I hope they will all be, well, majority of them will be put away. You know, and we use it, right, as a way to escape what you really need to be doing. And your heart says you want to. You're like, yeah, I want this, but I'm still attached. You light up like a Christmas tree when you talk about it to others. But when it comes to effort, the actions need to fulfill your projected dream plan. It's all about how to go beyond what you see to live your dream. So how do you do that? How do you go beyond what you see, what you already know? Well, you got to take AIM. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take AIM. Action ignites motivation. And when you have action, it keeps your energy and effort levels sky high so you can continue your cause to create your now. It's that push to keep going every day because it's in those everyday moments that keep your dream alive. And we need that. We need that shove. And that's why we tune in, right? Why do you think Create Your Now? Why am I here every single day? Because if I'm not in your life with you, I can't do life with you. I can't carry that belief torch when you're exhausted. I can't pick you up when you've fallen down. I can't help you because I'm not there. But you see, Create Your Now, part of what we have to do, you and me, is that we've got to lift each other up. We've got to say, you know what? Yeah, you fell down here. But guess what? It's just an experiment. No big deal. It's just a learning opportunity. I know we don't like those words, but we use them anyway. And you're going to get back up. You're going to try again. You may tweak it a little bit differently. But don't give up. You know, I met a guy this weekend at a creamery. I know it sounds crazy, but I did. It was kind of business related and it ended up being awesome. Shout out to Josh. It was so great having our time together. And we started chatting about his dreams for what he loves most, which is music. He's a musician and has an incredible idea to take to the world and how to bring music around the world to us. But it's just like anything, right? It takes time, money, patience, persistence, and here we go, effort. Meaning action, to keep his dream alive and moving forward. Yeah, it takes action for you to keep moving your dream forward. It takes time, it takes money, right? Yet, at times, life gets complicated. You get tired. You don't want to plead your case with your spouse. You have more time with the dishes and laundry than you do with your dream. And all you can shout is, why me? This is real and raw life. But so is your dream. And there's no reason to let your dreams or goals die for the mere fact that you aren't putting in the effort. So I'm going to update Mr. Weck's quote, and I'm going to change it to mine. And that is this. No matter what your ability is, action ignites motivation that stimulates your ability and turns it into an accomplishment, whether a failure or a success. You've got to be willing to do what it takes. You've got to take aim. And when you do that, that action, right, it leads us somewhere. It ignites, right? It just sets us on fire in a positive way to create what the motivation, whether it's in your mind, the thoughts that you have, because, oh, how many negative thoughts do you have a day? Too many. We don't want to talk about the tens of thousands of thoughts that are negative. And you got to fight that with the positive, which are few and far between. So it takes even more work. And you're like, I'm exhausted before I even start. I know. But once when you have that and you get the ball rolling, it's like, yeah, I think I can, right? Go back to that cute little golden book, the little engine that could. I think I can. I know I can. My mindset says I can. My heart says I will. And look at it. Now I'm headed to the top, failure or success. So when you take aim, it requires focus, consistency, and patience. So let's break those three down. Number one, focus, because you have to be willing to go the extra mile, right? We just talked about that. Even when you don't want to, you're running your own race to win your dream, not someone else's. So focus on what's right in front of you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So many times I see moms just trying to get through their day because they're trying to bite off way too much. They're like, man, I got these 10 things I got to get done. And I'm thinking, okay, mom, what are your major responsibilities that have to get done? Notice I use the word responsibilities, not priorities, okay? Because we got to take care of the responsibilities first. Then, and which I call our non-negotiables. And then we've got to look at, okay, what are my priorities? And guess what? I can't do more than three. Why? Because, well, life happens. That's just how it is. The phone rings. You get 20 texts. You get sidetracked. You know, I answered a text, it was a couple days ago. And for goodness sakes, I know I answered it. I went back in it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not press send. Why? Because I was multitasking. I was doing too many things. I think actually for real, this is real and raw life. I was making dinner. The text came in. I went, I typed a response, and then I got distracted again because my son came up and started asking me about questions. We've got the ACT coming up. And he's like, Mom, what about this? And I need to make sure I have this done. And I said, okay, we've got this all under control. And then what? I got to tend to the food on the stove so I don't burn dinner. And then the next thing you know, I'm taking care of the dog and the cats. And I'm like, okay. And I come back 3 or 4 days later thinking I made a response that needed it done that day. And I never set send. This is real and raw life. This is what happens. But that's why you have to be real and raw with you. So you got to focus. You got to know that it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. It's not about 30 at one time. Focus. It's the one step. What can you do if it's the only one thing that you do? And I say this often, and sometimes I feel like, you know, I dream about it. Actually, I do, because I write as a writer, right? I'm a ghostwriter. I'm a ghost speaker. It's a lot of fun. I do a lot of different things, and people are like, yeah, really, what is it that you do? And I'm like, that's a really good question. I do a lot of things behind the scenes. A lot of people hear my voice, but they don't see me. They read my words, but they don't see me, meaning physically. Like, you know, I mean, they may see a picture of me, or they may see, oh, you can go find her at createyournow.com, but they don't see me actually doing it. So sometimes that's great and sometimes not so great. Why? Because I can hide behind my words. Hence, I'm a ghost. You've been ghosted, or I've been ghosted. I'm not sure which it is, but either way, we're both ghosted. But when it comes to real life, when it comes to living out your dream and doing what you've got to do, you got to focus. You can't sit back and ghost your dream, right? You don't want to be a ghost dreamer. Nothing's going to come true for you. Now, if that's the only thing you take away from today, that's awesome. Don't ghost your dream. You don't want to be a ghost dreamer. You can be a ghost writer. You can go out and be a writer, an author. You can go out and actually write the book and not just say, I want to write a book. I want to be published. No, go out and do it. What does that look like? Well, start writing every single day. And if you don't know what that looks like, then start small. If you haven't ever journaled, then get a journal. And it doesn't have to be an expensive, pricey one. Do you have blank paper? That's where you start. Do you have a computer? You can start there too. Whether you like to handwrite, whether you like to digitally write, you do what works for you. But when you do it, you focus. And you say, there I am. And if it's only 5 minutes, that's 5 minutes more than you gave it yesterday. And if you keep adding up that time, do you know how much time that is? I mean, 5 minutes in 30 days is 150 minutes. Now, I'm not going to calculate here really quickly what it would be for 12 months, right? Because then I have to really think about 365 days at 5 minutes. Now, if I go at 10 minutes, that's easy to do, right? 365 at 10 minutes, that's 3,650 minutes. I mean, we could sit here and break it down and things. But who needs specifics? What you need is your dream. And your dream needs to live. Your goals need to be accomplished. You need to be achieving what you want to do in your life, no matter what that is. If you want to own your own franchise, if you want to build a real estate empire, and you're starting to not flip houses, but you go and you want to have rental property. And you say, okay, I'm going to buy this house. What does this look like? I don't know, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. And you go and you do the next thing. But it's the one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. That's where your focus is. It's the one. Does a newborn baby just start running from day one? No. They've got to learn how to crawl. They've got to learn actually how to scoot before they crawl. They've got to learn how to roll over before they crawl, before they walk. And then they can run. So don't rush it. Focus. Number two, consistency. No athlete can be an elite athlete overnight. It takes diligence and consistency to maintain and grow what you're after, right? So therefore, your actions must reflect your effort to go beyond what you see to live your dream. You cannot be an elite athlete if you are not willing to put in the work, right? That effort, those actions have to equal where you want to go. You can't be an elite athlete if you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm only going to work out one day a week. Well, one day a week, there's 52 weeks in a year. That means you're only working out 52 times. Do you think that's going to make you an incredible athlete? No. Maybe a good athlete, but not an incredible, not an elite athlete. So you've got to be willing to put in what it takes. And when you are willing to do that with the focus, right, then you can make it consistent. And it's getting up and saying, you know what? I don't want to work out today, but I know if I put in my 20 minutes today, I know what I feel like at the end of those 20 minutes. I am on fire. I'm so glad that I did it, but I don't like getting to there. But man, when I'm in the middle of it and after it, I love that feeling. So you capture that, which then what helps you to create the consistency. It helps you to get up when you don't want to. It helps you lay out your clothes with your shoes so you can't say no. It is right smack dab. So when you get up, you're like, all right, I'm already putting on my tennis shoes. I'm ready to hit it. I got this. Focus. Consistency. And finally, number three, patience. Life happens. So you have to have a runway of patience in order to keep the dreams and goals alive in your heart, which is also connected to your head. You can get so down and out about something that didn't go your way, but does that attitude get you very far? No. Do what you can on a daily basis. It's all about patience, patience, and presence. Do you have that for yourself? I mean, seriously, because hey, it would be great to say, you know what? I want to have a franchise, and I want that franchise in the first week that it opens. Notice I said week, not year. I want it to do $1 million. Do you think that's possible? Okay, I'm just saying it. Maybe for Chick-fil-A. But maybe not for a Taco Bell. I don't know. I honestly haven't studied either of them. I just see their lines, and their lines are totally different. Chick-fil-A always has a line. Taco Bell, not so much. If they do have a line, it's like three or four people to Chick-fil-A wrapping around the building three times, if you know what I mean, if you've ever visited one. Now, I'm not saying I like Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A better or worse. I'm just stating a fact as to what I have seen and what I have observed. So go back to you. Are you patient enough to keep the focus, to build the consistency, to keep doing what you need to do in order to get to the goal, in order to achieve what you're after, come failure or success? That's what you have to look at. I mean, this is real and raw life. You don't have to do everything in one day, but you do have to do something every day. Pick up where you left off from yesterday to create your now today, making tomorrow a better day. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.